Support for this podcast and the following message come from Humana. Employees are the heartbeat of your business. That's why Humana offers group dental, vision, life, and disability plans designed to protect them. Exceptional service, broad networks, and modern benefits. That's the power of human care.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Vice President Kamala Harris today toured a Planned Parenthood clinic in St. Paul, Minnesota that performs abortions and provides other reproductive services. The visit part of an election year effort by the vice president to focus attention on the rollback of abortion rights in the U.S. NPR's Tamara Keith has more on the facility and why Harris was there.
We know it was open for business today, so patients were being treated. And afterwards, Harris said she wanted to use all of the attention that comes with her office to tell the stories of women who are suffering in silence. Reporters traveling with Harris said that there were protesters outside, as there often are outside clinics all over the country.
NPR's Tamara Keith. Democrats are looking to make abortion a key issue following the Supreme Court decision to overturn the landmark ruling that legalized abortion nationwide. Today's SpaceX Starship finally made it into space after its third attempt, though it burned up after 45 minutes of flight. The launch is considered a major success for SpaceX and the Starship program. But as Texas Public Radio's Gage Davila reports, conservationists are worried what the launches will mean for the future of the area's wildlife.
After watching the SpaceX rocket go up in flames, Sharon Wilcox, the senior Texas representative for Defenders of Wildlife, said more study into how these launches impact the area's animals is necessary.
A great deal of scientific research is really needed to also understand impacts to wildlife like falcons, sea turtles, shorebirds, and wildcats like ocelots in the vicinity that experience concussion, vibration, and noise in very different ways than humans do.
Federal Aviation Administration will investigate the cause of Starship's destruction. SpaceX's CEO Elon Musk said he wants to launch six more Starships this year. For NPR News, I'm Gage Davila in Brownsville, Texas.
A new survey from mortgage giant Fannie Mae finds many baby boomers who own homes plan to stay put as they get older. NPR's Scott Horsley reports it could have far-reaching effects on the housing market.
The survey shows 56% of homeowners age 60 and older don't ever want to sell their house. As a group, baby boomers are healthier, both physically and economically, than earlier generations. And Fannie Mae's chief economist Doug Duncan says most feel good about staying where they are.
They like their home. They know the services in their area. So they're comfortable and they feel well prepared for their late life circumstances.
44% of all homeowners are age 60 plus. If most of them decide not to move, that could worsen the shortage of homes on the market. Last year already saw the lowest level of housing turnover in nearly three decades. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Stocks slipped slightly from their record highs today. The Dow was down 137 points. The Nasdaq fell 49 points. The S&P was down 14 points. You're listening to NPR. Dollar General is moving away from self-checkout. Thousands of stores will see self-checkout overseen by workers, restricted or gone, as the company joins a growing list of retailers rethinking the option. More from NPR's Alina Solyuk.
Dollar General's CEO last year admitted that the company came to rely too much on self-checkout. The retailer had rolled it out to 14,000 locations, the vast majority of its stores. In a few places, it even tried to have self-checkout be the only option. Now the company is scaling it back, partly after assessing how much stuff was getting stolen on purpose or by accident. Dollar General plans to remove self-checkout completely from 300 locations. At 9,000 locations, it will switch to assisted self-checkout with store workers on hand. And in all other stores, self-checkout will only be for shoppers buying five or fewer items. Similar changes have been happening at some Target, Walmart, and Costco stores. Alina Sieluch, NPR News.
Former Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says he intends to put together an investor group to buy the Chinese-owned social media site TikTok. Speaking on business news channel CNBC, Mnuchin today said he thinks the company should be sold to U.S.-based interests. Mnuchin saying China would never allow a U.S. company to do the same thing there. In the interview, he offered no details, though, about who may be in the group or about TikTok's possible valuation. Crude oil futures prices moved higher in part on predictions of a tighter energy market by the International Energy Agency. Oil was up 1.9% today to $81.26 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.